Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning. How's it going?
Hi.
Is your internet down? I can't get a signal. You okay?
I wouldn't say okay. You?
Oh, yeah? What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. What's up? Pretty exciting last night, hey?
Are you okay?
You know, humans can travel faster than light now. It's quite a shake-up, but... What? Is something wrong? What?
So, May, can you just tell me what you remember about last night?
What am I missing here? No one's talking to me. We can go faster than light now. That's big news. What?
And that's all you remember, is it, May?
Oh, that was pretty special. I mean, as events go, it's just under the return of Jesus. What the hell is going on? They almost dragged me here.
Okay. Do you remember what happened to Dr. Alketa?
No, what? He got wet.
He got wet? Is that your way of making light of it?
Making light of what? He's fine. He's in the lab drinking coffee. Will you just tell me what the hell is going on? But he was just here. Oh, he must have just stepped out.
So you saw him here, did you? This morning?
Yeah. What are you getting at? What's going on? Are you going to tell me or not?
Just look, take a walk back to the sick bay with me.
No! Jack, tell me!
Dr. Alketa was swept overboard last night. He drowned.
What? No, he didn't. When?
When he was with you. You were next to him. You were the one that raised the alarm.
I did what?
They're fast. Two masts. We got no radio still. I'll keep trying. Captain, you... Maybe you should go down and talk to the students. You know, they've seen the rainbow thing. They're getting nervous.
What can I say to them? I don't know what it is either.
Oh, bloody hell, just go down and say something. Captain, you're really sure we should intercept this brigantine?
We have no choice. It could be in trouble. They may know what's going on.
Just a minute.
Miss Sutherland, do you have the rotor?
Oh, shit. Shit.
Yes?
Come in. Okay, I have the, Can you just tell me, did anything weird happen last night?
Are you referring to the Lightspeed flight? What do you mean?
Have you seen Jack Cousins this morning, or any of the students?
No. What's the matter? Are you unwell?
I feel... They think you're dead.
What do you mean? Who thinks I'm dead?
Everyone! Jack, Bjorn, Lorraine, everyone! They think I'm in shock because I said you're not dead. You got wet, didn't you?
Yes.
But this morning I came and asked you if you wanted a coffee, right? You heard me, right?
Sit down. Rest, okay? I'll go and talk to Mr. Cousins and resolve this.
Well, don't you start patronizing me too. I am not losing it.
Okay, very well. Look, just relax, okay? Can I get you some water?
Oh, what, does water make you not crazy now?
Hey, you get your butt back to bed or I'll sedate you myself.
Lorraine? Are you high? I don't need rest. He's right here.
Okay. Get into bed, now.
But he's standing right
get
here.
Get into bed. I'll get us a chamomile, and then you can tell me all about it.
Why didn't you say anything?
What is this? Is this some kind of funny jape?
They think you're dead. I'm the only person that can see you. What? What are you thinking?
In the corridor? Mike Hood ignored me. Everyone ignored me with the exception of Alan.
Say something.
Hello, Alan.
What the fuck's wrong with him?
Oh, so you can see him, okay?
Not in this light. Only his teeth.
Look, Alan, it's not time for humour. Can you see me? Alan!
Aye, I'm not that fucking old.
Come with me, both of you. This is ridiculous.
What the piss? What the fuck's that?
We don't know. It's directly over the Arctic Circle.
Did you look on the web, computer?
The internet is down. We're very busy here now, May. You're going to ask before you come up here. It's, you know, if Alan, is something wrong?
Your guess is as good as mine. They dragged me up here.
They? Who's they?
Listen, Captain, Bjorn. I'm sorry I came up here without permission, but please listen, okay? Dr. Alketa is right here, standing next to me.
Okay, how do you... All right, listen... This is... Attention, please. Bjorn Fredriksen,
look,
first
I'm
officer
here.
Speaking. Lorraine, please come to the bridge.
What's going on?
No. Look, I'm not crazy. Alan can see him. Alan,
look.
Tell them.
What the fuck? Are you both in on this? He's standing right here.
What? You joking now, Alan? You think this is funny? No,
we
go away.
Look.
Go to the bar, I don't know. God, a gum Ramon.
I'm not joking, you Swedish shite. He's right here.
What's up? Oh, hey!
Just,
I told you to stay in your cabin.
Wait a minute, everyone, shut up!
Get
look.
Off my bridge.
Dr. Alketa, see if you can move that mug.
Whoa! Oh.
What has happened? Can you see me now? You can see me? Do you see me?
Do you see him?
Now I've seen everything in this pond. Yes, I see you.
You hear me? Tell me what you saw. Okay,
Bjorn,
describe to me precisely. What did you
Bjorn.
See?
Bjorn?
Let them come alongside to starboard.
I was trying to tell you, he didn't get washed overboard. He's not bloody dead.
Okay, but what did you see, okay? Could you not perceive me at all? I mean, I want details,
there's no one aboard,
okay?
Captain.
Give me details.
Just maneuver them alongside,
could you perceive me?
Then we'll see.
Could you see anything at all? Shadows, anything, something, nothing?
Hey, you're alive. What? You're alive?
Of course I am alive.
You hide last night?
What? But that's ludicrous. Why would I hide? Am I some kind of stupid child?
We think you're drowned. You know, this is not funny.
What did you just see?
You were there. You were just there. And now you're there. And you were not. I mean, what is this, a trick?
Snowball on board!
That was a shot.
Call NATO. Bjorn, sound the alarm. All of you get to the bar now.
What? Why? What is it?
Get everyone to the bar. Go! Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is the Venus. Venus, Venus, I am under attack. I have 52 people on board. We're using the bar as a citadel. Bjorn, get on the pipe.
What's going on?
Who knows? Get to the bar.
Are you okay?
Go on! We're not going to the bar then. Come on!
Attention, please! First officer speaking. We're being boarded by armed hostiles. Please go to the bar if you cannot. Please lock yourself in your cabin. Stand clear of the watertight doors.
Mr. Alan,
Dickhead.
Oh no, are you...
It's all right, sir. You're all right. I've got you. Get to the engine room and hide. Go on. Go on.
Can't we get him to the city?
Go on.
September is funded by its audience. To
To find out how you can get involved and help us to make more episodes, please go to www.radiostatic.co.uk.
We'd like to thank these excellent people whose generosity made this episode possible. Lisa Hicks, Waltz Wizard Marjorie Milner, Amanda Boeing, Colin McNeely, Jenny Saltmore, Robert Makings, Paula Manley, Gillian Delhay, Stephen Bruce, Dean Harrison, and hello to Jason Isaacs.
Radiostatic.co.uk.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.